The Blaze Radio Network. On demand.
Homeowners, why throw away hundreds of dollars every month to the electric company when you can save thousands of dollars over time with a solar energy system? Green Solar Technologies is proud to be a platinum installer for Solar World, the country's top-selling manufacturer of American-made solar panels. Call 800-519-2170 for a free estimate and take advantage of tax credits, grants, and rebates which won't last forever. Stop paying high energy bills and start saving money by calling 800-519-2170. 800-519-2170.
The collision of common sense and comedy.
This is the collision of common sense and comedy. This is the Morning Blaze with Doc Thompson.
Little hiccup on the road to repealing and replacing Obamacare for the Republicans in the Senate.
Just a little one.
Little hiccup along that road. They have now postponed the vote until after the Independence Day recess.
Which means they don't have enough votes.
They don't have enough votes because it would have already been done.
Oh, yeah.
It's not that we don't have the votes. It's we've decided to make sure we hear everybody's opinion. That's
right.
What it is.
We don't want to rush it.
No, why would we rush a vote?
You know, because we've been talking about it for 8 years.
No. We don't want to rush it, though. So, yeah, they've delayed it, which it means completely, exclusively, they do not have the votes. What with both progressives and conservative senators saying, I'm out on this thing.
Yeah.
I'm out.
This is a piece of crap.
They were short several votes.
Yeah. It wasn't like one or two.
No, you have various parts of the Republican aisle even. Susan Collins, the progressive out of Maine, was out. And then conservatives like Ted Cruz and Mike Lee. So, little hiccup on the road. They're going to take that up again after the Independence Day recess, which Independence Day is next Tuesday. So
it'll be off for a month, right?
Yeah, I think they're out until it's like not a full month. It's like 2.5 weeks. They only come back for like 2 weeks, and then they're off for the August recess, which I think, I'm just going from memory, I think that's the entire month.
Unbelievable.
They only go back for a couple weeks at a time throughout the year.
What do you think Bossman would say if we were like, hey, we're going to take 2 weeks for the Independence Day holiday, then we're going to be back for 2 weeks, then we're going to take a month.
It's our August recess, Glenn.
Recess.
No, when he goes, hey, where have you guys been for the last 2 weeks?
It was recess.
Hello, our Independence Day recess, yeah. Glenn.
Don't
hello.
Want to honor our country by taking as much time off
shocking.
As possible. Thought you were a patriot.
Now, it even made sense back in the day. The reason they took so much off in the summertime, because they didn't have any air conditioning, and it was hot in Washington, D.C. So they figured, let's do more work in the winter where it's, you know, a little more easy to deal with.
Oh, really?
They didn't have air conditioning?
That was why?
That's one of the arguments, yeah. Of course, we don't want to ruin tradition now. But anyways, they'll be back after July 4th for a short period of time. I don't know if they're going to get it done.
No, they're not. My prediction, no.
Mm-hmm.
This thing is a piece of garbage, and nobody wants to put their name behind it. So until they fix it, nobody's going to...
So what's the plan afterwards? What happens? Mitch McConnell, first of all, came out and said, if we fail...
You mean when?
When we fail, what do you think he said? What's going to be their plan? He was a warning. If we fail...
We fail...
We're going to be...
The American people.
Negotiating with Chuck Schumer. The head of the Democrats.
Right, yeah.
So if we fail at getting this passed, we're going to have to negotiate with the Democrats.
Wait a minute.
What? Wait.
I feel like...
Maybe. Just thinking.
Yeah.
Negotiate with them anyway.
It's kind of...
And find, common ground.
Oh, stop talking,
crazy.
Yeah, you're talking crazy now.
But notice
you're not supposed to, get along or, make some kind of sacrifices and find a middle ground.
So
what's that word called? Bisexual, partisan.
Yeah. He goes, We're not going to be able to do this by ourselves. We're not going to be able to just ram through whatever the Republicans want. We're going to actually have to. We're going to have to talk to the Democrats.
He's like, guys, I'm going to have to. I don't want to talk to Chuck Schumer. I avoid that guy like the plague.
Well, I understand that. Maybe that's what he meant by it. Chuck is really annoying.
To Chuck Schumer, but you're making it like seem like I'm going to have to talk to Chuck Schumer.
This is like me saying, Cal, if I can't pull off buying this new house, I'm going to have to talk to my wife about what we're going to do about, you know, moving somewhere. I'm going to actually have to get her opinion on this thing.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. I mean, seriously, I'm going to have to deal with her.
That's you don't want to do that.
So, and then he followed up, and then we'll have to bail out the insurance companies.
Oh.
So do you see what he's doing there?
Yeah, he's
right. It's completely scare tactic.
Yeah.
Well, we don't want them. We don't want input from the Democrats. They're the ones who brought us Obamacare, which is true. And usually you're not going to get a lot of good stuff from them. But I mean, if you're doing your jobs, you're finding common ground, stuff that is good for all people. It's not special interests. It's not big government bloated programs, which, by the way, that's the reason government got involved in healthcare in the first place. It was not because it was good for all people. It was not common ground. It was big socialist programs that were pulled. The strings were being pulled by people like Soros and a bunch of other organizations.
I think they seem to forget that the whole point, the whole like reason you're there, your job is to, you're not going to all agree. It's obvious. I mean, that's why you have different parties, but the whole system is set up for everyone to kind of communicate, and it's going to suck. We're going to fight, but we need to find a middle ground where, you know, we help as many people as possible. No, that's not even an option.
And by the way, there is a good chance that they will bail out the insurance companies. Now, this is not bailing out healthcare, mind you.
No.
This is not bailing out Obamacare. This is bailing out the insurance companies, because the insurance companies are faltering in a huge way. 41% of counties in the U.S. have one plan, one option. 41%.
So almost half the country.
Right. So above and beyond all of the initial problems with Obama saying you can keep your doctor and your plan and all that, now 59% only have more than one option. It's not like they have 700 of them. 41 only have one. And by the way, a bunch of counties, no option.
No option at all.
Right. No, none.
None whatsoever.
Right. None in the public exchanges.
Yeah.
Now, so you got them. We're going to have to deal with the Democrats. We're going to have to bail out the insurance companies. Trump is floating out a different suggestion, that they would simply let Obamacare fail. Just let it collapse. And you go, okay, all right.
What happens then?
That's just it. Nobody knows. We're on the hook for all of it. Now, it sounds good if you're a conservative and you hate Obamacare. Say, let it fail. Maybe it collapses. Maybe it forces them to do something else. But they have an option to do something now before it collapses, and they're not doing it. So what happens when it collapses? Is it, okay, yep, we had to spend a bunch of money, bail out some people, some things, pour more money into Medicare, Medicaid, secure different programs, all of this stuff. We spent money. But now that it's collapsed, now we can get the job done of and doing something different.
Start from scratch kind of thing?
No, because the law is still in place. It just doesn't have
how
any
does that
money.
Work, though? Oh, just no, it's not funded. Okay.
Right. They don't,
say,
they don't
if
have
it collapses,
the money.
Does it, how does it work?
People don't have insurance exchanges. They don't have the exchanges, and or we have to prop up certain entities like Medicare and Medicaid. So all this does is just add more problems to it, because it sounds good to go, let it collapse. And I agree. I want it to go away and collapsing. If it brought about true reform, mm-hmm. fine, a repeal, that's great, but it's not. There's about $188 billion that Mitch McConnell and other people in Congress, leaders in Congress, have in a fund that they can use to kind of entice senators to get this done after the 4th. We'll see what happens. It's money that's been allocated for a bunch of for things like, well, they have some flexibility, but he could say to the Republican senators, all right, you want on board Susan Collins? I'll put $25 billion of that to fight opioid abuse. How about that? And there's people like Rob Portman in Ohio, who has been kind of on the fence. Is he going to vote for this or not? And even though he's not a supporter of Obamacare, he's been pretty rabid against it. He is a big supporter of more money going to fight opioid abuse, which is annoying as crap, because that's not your job.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's not healthcare.
It is a gargantuan problem. Don't get me wrong. Yeah. Opioid abuse in America, in certain states like a lot of the Appalachian states, so down in parts of Ohio, West Virginia, Pennsylvania, down through Kentucky, whatever, is a gargantuan mega problem right now. But So you understand big government's a problem when it comes to other stuff. The big federal central government out of D.C. fighting something that should be a state issue, but not when it comes to this. Anyways, so he could entice them and say, hey, $25 billion, how about that? Or things like expanding health savings accounts, which conservatives want. But the bottom line, that's still... Right, it's not enough, which it won't be, and it's still piecemeal. Do it or don't do it. There is no try. Do or... Exactly. Do or do not do. There is a progressive feminist group. I guess that's redundant. That is fighting. The group is Ultraviolet.
Really?
That's the group.
That's
Ultraviolet.
What they call themselves?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
Apparently, Ultra Pink was taken. It's called Ultraviolet. Ultra they are pissed at the GOP's health care plan, you know, because it does target Planned Parenthood for a year. Mm-hmm. So they launched an ingenious plan to protest. I think you're going to like this because you got to get your message out there. An ingenious protest plan.
I feel like it's going to involve vaginas somewhere.
No, it doesn't.
Really?
No. The plan was to target various Republican senators with airplane banner ads where they fly.
Come to Bob's Pool Supply and Home Depot.
Take a break from your sunbathing and go to Pete's Sandwich Shop. Right. And they were going to target senators like West Virginia's Shelley Moore Capito. Or Maine Senator Susan Collins, or Nevada Senator Dean Heller, because they've all been out on this thing. So they started by flying a ban over Charleston, West Virginia, that said, Senator Heller, keep your word, vote no on Trump care.
I feel like it's...
He's in Nevada.
Senator, on the wrong side of the country, guys.
If any of you in West Virginia know someone living in Nevada, tell Senator Heller to keep your...
Send a carrier pigeon to Nevada.
Tell senators in other states, even though you're not a constituent, you object. Come on, guys.
They don't even know the state that the senator you're protesting is in?
If I'm them, I just come out today and I go... It was a cyber attack.
Someone cyber attacked our...
You know, it's
single prop plane.
It started overseas, started in Ukraine. It got us too, bastards. We know who the senator in Nevada and... Heller. We know he's in Nevada. We know who he is.
So stupid.
Apparently feminists don't own maps.
Seriously.
All right, tell us what you've learned along the way so far. I'm sure plenty. And you can do so on Twitter. Just go to... Or use the hashtag. Thank you. I clicked away for a second. Go to the Twitter.
Here, let me help you. At Doc Thompson Show. At Real Chris Cruz. At Cal 79.
You know them all.
It's all at Twitter. At the Twitter.
What about Brad?
At the real what is his again?
The Blaze.
The real
Brad.
The Blaze Brad. I can't keep up with everybody's.
See, you just gave me the business.
Yeah, but I know you don't go to Twitter. You just
okay. I was clicking on. I was looking at the commercial that's coming up for Relief Factor, and it was a little line about go to relieffactor.com. By the way, if you go to relieffactor.com, you get that 3-week supply of Relief Factor for just $19.95. 3-week supply, just $19.95. Most new users see results in 7 to 10 days. You can also call 800-500-8384. That's 800-500-8384. If you are suffering from chronic pain, pick up the Relief Factor, try it today, and it will likely work for you because it has worked for thousands of people in the Blaze audience.
How many times are we going to tell you, don't just mask the pain with your over-the-counter ibuprofen,
narcotics,
aspirins,
even
all these different drugs that aren't really going to do anything. They're just going to mask it for a little while. Just skip that part.
Just go right to
the
inflammation.
Relief, all right?
Relief Factor, relieffactor.com, or 800-500-8384.
Morning Blaze with Doc Thompson. We'll be right back on the Blaze Radio Network.
Homeowners, why throw away hundreds of dollars every month to the electric company when you can save thousands of dollars over time with a solar energy system? Green Solar Technologies is proud to be a platinum installer for Solar World, the country's top-selling manufacturer of American-made solar panels. Call 800-519-2170 for a free estimate and take advantage of tax credits, grants, and rebates which won't last forever. Stop paying high energy bills and start saving money by calling 800-519-2170. 800-519-2170.
Yeah. This is the Morning Blaze with Doc Thompson on the Blaze Radio Network.
What?
I said when the banners don't work, they're going to hire a cloud rider and write
"Surrender, Mitch."
In the wrong state, they'll put the cloud writing in the wrong state.
All right, what are you talking, Mitch McConnell, with our Wicked Witch of the West, like cloud writing?
They'll do it like over Seattle. Mitch McConnell.
It is so difficult for me to not completely melt down on people on Twitter. I just happened to stumble on via the ultraviolet website.
Oh, good Lord.
Feminist. They retweeted some guy who is from the Center for American Progress, blah, blah, whatever. And he tweets out a picture of, this would have been a couple days ago, a week ago, people protesting at Reagan International Airport, hands off our health care, something. I don't know why. I guess you're targeting senators and congressmen returning to the inside the Beltway, whatever.
Right, right.
But in large, all bold or all capitals, it's just a tax cut for the rich.
That's what they think of the health care?
If you think that, you're an idiot.
You are.
You are a moron. You are not informed. I don't like it. It's wrong, whatever. Tax cut for the rich? How? How? How is it?
How is that a tax cut for the rich?
How does that help, though? They're like, aha, this is the one. This is the one that's going to make us millions each. Please, come on.
Yeah.
Or you're doing this to just get people to back off of Obamacare reform, in which case it's shameful. I'm so tired of the talking points. We got to do something different.
And they don't, I love how they just throw out accusations like that without any proof or any, like,
you don't
how
have
is it
to
a tax
now.
Cut for the rich?
You don't have to.
Can you show me, explain to me how that works?
Yeah, it's not. But they don't care. It just doesn't matter. All right, more tweets with the hashtag What I Learned Today at Doc Thompson, Joe at Cal79, and at Real Chris Cruz.
I missed it. Where'd it go?
Wow. Okay. This is like
a
really slow rehearsal so far.
You know how the feed moves?
Yeah, that's why you click on it and you're good. Then you keep it open.
No, but then it moved like before I could click on it. Oh, Sleeve did it, tweeted.
Hey, Chris, do you got time to come in and check out some of the
US
tweets?
US Americans and ultraviolet don't have maps.
One more.
From Sleeve did it. Like such as the, like, you know, remember that girl who like let such,
oh,
like
such
as
in the Iraq. And yeah, that was the girl running
like such
for
as
Miss
the
Team
US
USA.
Americans in ultraviolet don't have maps.
Wow.
You rang.
I'm just saying, maybe we could use some help with tweets here. Maybe not. Maybe I'm. Maybe
you got
I'm
it,
too
or
critical.
You need me? You need some backup?
Go for it.
Oh, okay. Because you have, you know, TMB listener 101 and a half. The Russians hacked the TMB.
They apparently did just now.
Just right now.
By the way,
Ukrainians.
If they hadn't hacked us, Cal would have had all the tweets.
I
had them all ready to go.
I would have had them all ready to go.
Blah, blah, blah.
Love the blah, blah, blah.
If your day doesn't go just as you plan it to, blame the cyber attack.
It was a cyber attack.
It was
That's
a cyber
what it was.
Attack.
I'm going to blame that all over today.
Yeah.
Kool-Aid with a C also tweeting out what I learned today. It's too early to be angry. Not you, Doc. Just talking about me.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I understand.
Yeah, but how do we know that you're angry? Like, you need to tell
me or
us.
Them.
It's like...
Oh.
Do they think that we...
No, maybe they have something going on at home.
Well, Kool-Aid, give us more information.
Slipshift tweeted, angry? No, don't negotiate. Repeal this bloody thing.
Thank you.
Bloody.
Done with it. I started thinking yesterday, and I think I was on Think Tank or maybe just casually in the hall with some of the people on Think Tank yesterday. I said, if we're going to do this thing, I think this is an opportunity with healthcare to say, we have got to go completely different direction. But we cannot say repeal, replace, free market, because we lose half the country right off. Hell, we can't even get conservatives or people who allege to be conservatives on this thing.
No.
Because half of them have sold out for the Republican Party. But we can't reuse those buzz phrases because they shut down. We've been talking about that a lot around here, even with Glenn. He's been talking about how we do things differently. It has to be a system that we have not tried in a long time, because everything we've tried in the last 30, 40, 50 years has not worked. It has just led to higher insurance costs and higher healthcare costs in general. So what do? We go back to a free market approach. We know it, but we can't say that. So what we have to do is repeal Obamacare, go back to pre-Obamacare, and then go back prior to all the government rules and regulations and craft something new. We just can't say it. So we have to approach it with a new marketing plan idea crafted that doesn't use these buzz phrases that cause them to shut down. For example, there are doctors who are now doing a one one blanket pay or fee per month for unlimited care. So they say, give us $50 a month if you're, you know, a younger generation, and you get unlimited care that includes this, this, and this. So you get 5 doctor visits, you get the colds this month, come on in. Mm-hmm. And it's a plan that works for them. We need to highlight stuff like that and go, like, we're shocked, right? Amazing, this works. Wow, there's other, you see what I'm saying?
You're going, pretend like maybe you didn't see it coming.
Exactly. And we say, wow, this stuff works, and promote stuff like that, and maybe they go, oh.
Yeah, you're right. It's just like Taylor Swift said, everything has changed.
Okay, why? What is with everybody quoting Taylor Swift? Somebody did yesterday, a guest. Yesterday on Think Tank, somebody tweeted it out. You're tweeting or quoting Taylor Swift?
You know, shake it off, Doc. Shake
okay,
it
what is Blaze
with Doc Taylor Thompson? Swift?
The Blaze Radio Network.
Thompson. I'm a little sluggish. I'm a little out of it. I've been on the back on the diet for a couple of days now, and I'm kind of jonesing for the stuff I can't eat, and I'm a little foggy and out of it because that's what I'm blaming this.
You're sick?
So when you're healthy, you don't perform well? Is that what you're saying?
No, it's a, the first couple of days on it. You know, it's
you're supposed
changeover.
To be healthy right now. This is supposed to be up. You. All right, let's just move on. You know, doing better, eating well.
What is going on in Venezuela?
What is not going on in Venezuela?
Okay, I know the socialist meltdown, but now there is a military coup. A helicopter attacked the Supreme Court.
Well, they're calling alleged. It because it's...
Depends on who you talk to.
Yeah. I don't think it's a coup. I just think they just want a new government.
But it was a military helicopter.
It was a police helicopter.
Police helicopter, mm-hmm. which I guess could be a coup still, kind of, not as, you know, military-esque, it but was, attacked their Supreme Court.
Buildings around they did not yeah, attack
they fired
the actually,
upon the Venezuelan Supreme Court and Interior Ministry.
Yeah, it was not actually the building. It was just
okay.
Building
so even if this is a coup, how is that helping your coup to attack those buildings? Do they think Maduro was
well,
there?
Maduro, or? The president says that he's the one who's calling it a terrorist attack and a failed coup. But
well, what are the people that did it? So they took a helicopter and they what fired on him?
They just dropped grenades.
They shot oh, and well, then that's they it. Fired okay, some grenades. Some
it's
which
like
didn't blow
coming off. Like a wrecking ball.
Okay.
To quote another pop
singer. Yeah, okay. Everything so, is like teenage pop singers this morning.
So what were they hoping to scare Maduro into?
Well, according to Oscar Perez, which is the guy who flew the
he's the police pilot who
yeah. Oscar
alleged police
Oscar
pilot
Perez.
Who flew the helicopter.
Okay.
Who released a statement later, video statements.
And where did he release them?
On Instagram. That's where you wow, get all the youth.
The world has changed.
Seriously. No, you know, you're right. The world has changed. But here's the thing, Oscar Perez. It's a 5-minute video. Instagram allows you to do 1-minute videos. So there's 5 posts of this one video. Maybe next time you put it on YouTube, then just put a link.
Well, you could do that.
I'm just saying. If you
and
want to
furthermore, click on the next video.
Overthrow a government and figure out social media. Give him a break, Chris. Okay.
Wow. All I'm saying is, you know, Mr. Oscar Perez Investigador.
So weird. I mean, why not post it on Pinterest? And here's how to make a cake that looks like a sandwich.
It looks like a helicopter throwing
looks
grenades.
Like a helicopter throwing grenades. Okay, so he's, I guess, trying to scare Maduro into abdicating, taking off, getting the
yeah,
heck out
so
of there.
Yeah, so according to his motives are that the Venezuelan people have been taken advantage by the
state. Of course,
state.
They are. They've been screwed.
And this is really interesting what he's saying. We have a coalition inside the military, police, and civilians in search for balance and against the criminal government. We have 2 choices. Be judged tomorrow by our consequences and the people, or begin today to free ourselves from this corrupt government. I agree.
He's absolutely right. Across the only question is, who is he? I mean, that could be a patriot who believes in democratic principles mm-hmm. and freedom saying that, or this could be the next dictator saying that.
Exactly.
You don't
like,
know.
You don't want to be like... The thing that scares me about this is he another Maduro, which is the current sitting president.
Right, who came in to try to clean things up after...
and we see this over and over and
Chavez.
Over again, where they go, I got the solutions, blah, 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 and they put him into power.
Yeah.
Oh, another dictator.
And by the way, when things are bad, you're willing. Okay, I'll roll the dice on something different. Sure. Something different isn't always good.
There's lots of allegations. So Maduro said that one of the pilots involved in the attack used to fly for his former interior minister, Miguel Rodriguez Torres. Did I say that right?
Yes.
Thank you. He's accusing Miguel, the former interior minister, of working for the CIA, and that the CIA is actually pulling the strings, saying that they're trying to oust Maduro. And
why is the CIA trying to oust Maduro? That makes no sense.
Well, he's saying that Torres, who's the former interior minister, has been leading a campaign against Maduro made up of leftist supporters of the late Hugo Chavez.
Yeah, but I don't understand. See, you could claim that if you're certain company or countries or of strategic importance, or why would the CIA be so concerned with that? The country's melting down. It's not really affecting the U.S. that much. And by the way, even though they are the world's largest supply of crude oil, that you would think, okay, gas prices are high, so that's the reason the CIA has to bring her. Gas prices are low right now, so
yeah.
I don't. The CIA really would not be involved in something like
that. And then to that, I really don't get this, because Maduro addressed the United States after the attack and says, listen, President Trump, you have no responsibility. You have the responsibility. Stop the madness of the violence, Venezuelan right wing. Why does Trump?
What does America have to do with this?
Like,
have we put a blockade around Venezuela? I mean, we have sanctions against them, but
like, why are we getting? Why does President Trump have the responsibility to stop the madness? Last time I checked, he's the president of the United States.
Right, exactly.
Not the president of Venezuela.
And by the way, Maduro, if you want him to stop the madness, so you're supporting Trump's ideas?
Yeah.
Okay, so you support the Trump doctrines. Is that it?
I guess.
Great, he's on board. Great. Come on, he doesn't. He's just looking at Trump to be some sort of scapegoat, the person you want to blame everything on. Everybody has, when things are going wrong, you need somebody to blame when you're a dictator like that. Who did Hitler blame? The Jews. It's all the Jews' fault. It's not your fault that Germany sucks right now, that we've made bad decisions, that the economy sucks. It's not yours. The Jews have all the money. Let's go get them. That's what he told everybody.
Keep rid of him, Robert.
So what? It's the CIA and Donald Trump.
Well, then the other side is saying, the opposition is saying that it was all staged and that this is just an opportunity for Maduro to clamp down even more on the opposition and on opposing forces. Just a reason for him to, pass more. Because I think where is it here?
That may be what it is. It could be. But even so, that's not going to help him. I mean, that is at best a temporary, 12-hour delay where people are like, what's going on, Maduro? Okay, and then they're back. Because bottom line, their life sucks. It's not a matter of, in Venezuela right now, I don't have very many options with my health care. It's not a matter of, I don't have that coupon. It's not a matter of, I only have one choice when it comes to toilet tissue. No, they don't have food.
Where am I going to eat?
No. They don't have food. They don't have choice. It's not that they don't have a choice in food. They don't have food.
They don't have food, period.
They're starving. Collectively, the people of Venezuela have dropped weight, like, what was it, 20 pounds or something?
They're on the North Korea diet.
Yeah, they really,
no,
Chris,
they are
this close to that.
Because the reason I say is because my landlord, she's from Peru, and she has friends in Venezuela, and she was telling me there's this coalition of people that are literally going to different places in South America and Central America just to get cans and get those cans to the Venezuelan people. They're trying. It's really interesting because I'm seeing here the coup history. So in 92, Hugo Chavez tried to overthrow Carlos Perez.
Mm-hmm.
He failed, got arrested. Then he got elected as president in 98. Then in 2002...
Because it's marketed as he was the hero that was taken, that the government threw in prison because he had the right ideas for the people.
Yep, and then in 2002, Chavez himself survived an attempt for the coup by the rebels. Months later, securities fooled another attempt by leading political and military opposition figures. Fascinating.
And the sad part is, these people have been brainwashed with socialism.
Oh my God, yeah.
For decades and decades. So even if you go in and you're like, okay, your life sucks, we could do something different. They always think it's some greater step into socialism, communist government control.
And it's really interesting that all these people here in the United States will wear like shirts, like Chavez shirts.
Che Guevara and stuff.
Yeah, and all that stuff. And I'm like, over the weekend, the Venezuelan police killed one or two protesters because they were protesting. And there's videos out there. It's like, is this what you want? Because this is where we're going right now.
I was thinking of like how far are we from something like, how far are we from a Venezuela situation here in the U.S.?
Well, think about what Chris said too. So there, people are like, all right, socialism and Chavez and all of that nonsense. Right. The police killed people.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you're speaking against the police and the government, whatever. Mm-hmm. We're going to go in and actively. You don't even have to be protesting. We're going to go find suspected dissidents, right? Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, in America, when there is a gray area about whether a cop acted inappropriately, maybe he didn't. People are like, outrage, we've got to go. Lock the cop up. Go after him. Over there, the government's actually going out and killing the citizens. Yep. Now, there are some of those cases where cops did kill people wrongly in America, but it doesn't matter. Even the ones where the cops are exonerated, where it's obvious the person did wrong, like Mike Brown. He attacked a cop and went for the cop's gun. He did wrong and was shot. Outraged. By the way, you know how much money his parents got?
I saw it
reported.
I sent it to you.
They settled. Did you see what they got with the paycheck? Because at first it was not disclosed. No. I think it was CNN reported. $3 million is what I saw.
Yep.
They were asking for, wasn't it a... $75,000 for his bills or something dollars, like that. And we're like...
And I told you it was in the millions. You guys were like, no, I can't. I said $25 million. Because I was like, how the hell you can't like just be like, no, we're going to tell you. When I saw the numbers, I sent it to you. I was like, oh, I told you in the millions.
Yeah.
Even though he was in the wrong.
Yeah. Because remember, the burden of proof is different for civil. So criminal, you have to have everybody on board saying, you know... innocent or guilty. That's how it is. That's the final. But the burden of proof is different. It's a much lower threshold when it comes to civil suits. So that's the reason you'll see often people acquitted. They don't go to jail, but then the civil suit, they end up owing people gobs and gobs of money. That was Ron Goldman in the O.J. Simpson case.
Oh, yeah.
The first time around, he didn't go to jail. He was, don't fit, acquit.
Mm-hmm.
But he ended up owing Ron Goldman $100 million or something, whatever it was. It was huge amounts. That's what it is. So in this scenario, it ends up being a payday.
I mean, no money can replace a child. You lose, but still, it's like $3 million.
Yeah, and I don't think anyone's going to turn down the money, but Mike Brown was wrong.
Yeah.
Did he? The argument always is from people who are against the cops, but did he deserve to die for being wrong? They paint it that way. Or, so the cop got to be judge, jury, and executioner?
If he was defending his life, yeah.
That's the part they miss. Mike Brown attacked a cop and went for his gun. Done.
Yeah.
You don't get the luxury of going through a trial at that point. You, the person who was killed, in this case, Mike Brown, are responsible for deciding you didn't want it to go to trial.
I mean, if you're going to do that, you got to, in your head, you made that decision to, put your own life on the line.
Right. That was his. That wasn't the cops. That was Mike Brown's decision.
It wasn't like the cop just rolled up and shot him.
No. Dawn to Dusk is an extended release energy supplement, which lasts up to 10 hours, increasing energy, improving moods, and stimulating your brain. It's brought to you by Brick House Nutrition. We've told you about it for a while now. And if you didn't get to the website, it's Brick House Doc, because that's the parent company, Brick House. And they put Doc next to it, so hopefully you can remember it via this program. BrickHouseDoc.com. You want 15% off? Go to BrickHouseDoc.com and also use the promo code DOC.
Yeah, the only way I get through my day, because this last week has been exhausting. I have slept maybe 3 hours a night, and the only way I got through was with my Dawn to Dusk. Extended relief, it comes out slowly throughout the day. It's not a shot all at once. It doesn't give you the jitters like those energy drinks and stuff. Don't use that stuff. The Dawn to Dusk is what you need. It gives you your energy to fill through the day.
Yeah, you don't want to be... taking the stuff and then having to drive your wife to the hospital and go, okay, we're here, honey. You want something? Can I go? Whatever. Your wife would have slapped you around for
shakes.
That.
She slaps me around pretty
regularly. Oh, okay.
So
this would just been another
excuse.
Slap
me around for another excuse. Yeah. I don't want that. No way. No.
All right. It's Dawn to Dusk. Remember, BrickHouseDoc.com, promo code DOC at checkout, and you'll get 15% off. BrickHouseDoc.com.
This is
The Morning Blaze with Doc Thompson.
The Blaze Radio Network.
Morning Blaze with Doc Thompson.
All right, here we go. Tweets coming in, hashtag what I learned today. That one's weird. I'm not sure what they mean by that. Okay, interesting. Let's see. Steve Sexton tweeting. So wait, the Venezuela hasn't been stirred by a lack of access to high-speed internet. Wow. That's not what's driving them.
No.
Let's see. Sleeve did it. Bet Mike Brown's parents are crying all the way to the bank in his or her Rolls Royce.
That's a nice car. I saw the Rolls Royce for the first time, like, close. It's a nice car.
You've just the Rolls seen Royce. This? Is just the epiphany you've had?
Yeah.
Okay.
Kool-Aid drinker tweeted hashtag what I learned today. Obviously, the Russians hacked Venezuela, set up the CIA, and stole 20 pounds from each person.
That's likely what they did. They're redistributing the pounds.
Exactly.
So the video of the guy, the leader of the coup, what's his name? Oscar Perez.
Oscar
Perez. He did 5 1-minute clips on Instagram because you can only do up to a minute. And we just watched part of them. Wow, is that bad.
It's literally a diehard villain.
Yeah.
No. It's like the outtakes. The screen test of somebody applying for the job, testing to be the diehard villain.
I would like to be
diehard.
Die
is too high of a threshold. I'd bring it down to like commando level.
Okay, commando. So the people auditioning to be at commando. It is so cheesy. So there's the main guy. You could see his face. He's reading from a prepared statement.
Right. And he's got like
five papers.
Right, from the paper. And he's going through it. Four dudes standing behind him. One of them, I mean, he's swaying back and forth. Like, how long are we going to have to record this thing?
He's got to go to the bathroom. I think he needs to hit the head.
At one point, he goes, Viva la Venezuela! And they go, Viva! Right?
Yeah, exactly. They're supposed to co-sign with Viva.
Right, Viva. And they raise their fist in the air, but the two in the very back don't. And we look closely and...
Upon further inspection...
They look like silhouettes.
The two in the back are not real dudes.
It's either a mannequin, a silhouette, a cutout.
Something. It's not real people.
We're going to tweet out a link to just that one, Chris, would you?
Okay.
Because there's five clips to this one. And tell us, it's at the end of the 1 minute clip, or towards the end, Ryan?
Yeah. It's the last clip is like maybe 20 seconds.
Oh, okay. That's 20 seconds. But towards the end of it, you'll see them raise their fist and tell us, are those two cats in the back real?
They're not. They're totally not. They don't move at all. And you can't see, it's just a black.
And by the way, the other cats have masks on. Yeah. So you couldn't find two other people to just stand behind you and raise their fist and say, Viva?
You're going to get the janitor over just to
put
this hood on.
Your wife or somebody's like, I know, he's not going to see your face. Just
put
yell,
this hood on.
Fist in the air and yell Viva when I say it.
We can't see you.
And look at the pause. He goes, Viva la Venezuela. And there's like one. Viva!
Viva!
Viva, that was our cue. Come on, shoot it again. Come on.
The Morning Blaze with Doc Thompson.
Part of the next generation of talk radio.
This is the Blaze Radio Network.